There is a huge market of men out there just needing help.
Guys, we all get trauma just like the ladies do. And if you're smart, you'll learn how to deal with it. It's not manly to keep bottling it up until it fucks your health up.
It's phenomenal, isn't it? The human body, how we can store memories as tension in your body until you actually feel it. It never really releases.
More women than men download and use the app. Why do you think that is?
I think it's mostly because women are more open to asking for help. And that was actually part of the reason why we did build the app. It's so common sense, so straightforward, and so logical. It really is more of a masculine type of solution.
Could you share with me a couple of stories about people's successes they've had with the app?
There was actually one guy, he was an Olympic athlete. So he'd been in the Tokyo Olympics as a rower. It helped him recover from the damage that he'd done to himself during those years of training. He was able to train to a better state.
Kate, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me on your show, Adrian. Nice to be here.
That's nice to meet you too. I've seen you in the background with Matthew a couple of times. I've never actually spoken to you properly before.
No, we had a brief conversation, but yeah, it's you were ringing him, so I didn't like to interfere.
Thank you. I wanted to talk to you today about the Undo app that you guys have co-created.
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
So it's all about natural meditation. So could you tell me what natural meditation is to you?
Yeah, well, to me, natural meditation is a way of recovering, I would say, predominantly now. I mean, in the past, it was more about healing because I went through a period where I had very, very intense and deep healing. But at the moment, I'm feeling very healed and very healthy. And so at the moment, for me, it's more like a way to understand and feel myself more deeply and also a bit of respite from everything in the world. You know, it's more like a time for me, and it's a space and time for me to recover. And it's something, gives me something that I can't get anywhere else. So, or with anything else, like I can go for a swim or I can work and I feel good, and, you know, go to the gym and you feel good, and you can do other things that make you feel good, and you can eat well and do a cleanse and things like that. But the meditation just has an aspect to it for me that I can't get anywhere else. And it's a, I would say that that's mostly a sense of recovery that, yeah, you just can't get that with anything else. So for me, natural meditation is really just that deep understanding and that ability to recover.
That is interesting. That's certainly been my experience. As Matthew knows, I've been meditating every day now for 50 years. And when I came across this, it was very different. And the one thing is funny, because his book is Treating the Mind and Body as One. And that to me is what it's been. It's reconnecting this to the rest of it, whereas all my other meditations had lifted me completely way away from myself. And I think that has value, certainly for me when I'm trying to design things and focus things. I found it very useful. But reconnecting with this and noticing all the different feelings and sensations you have when you do that, it's amazing.
Yeah, I know. It's so interesting, yeah, isn't it?
You know, like little kind of crackles and pops and twitches and twangs and pains. And I was like, there's so much going on that because we're so busy in our heads all the time, you're never aware of. And I wonder what that's doing to your body if you're not kind of integrating the two all the time.
Yeah, I know. And the other thing with it too is you're able to pick things up a lot more sooner than they become a problem. So you're like really onto things. Like, I hardly ever get a cold anymore. And if I do, I know it's just because I've worked too hard or I'm doing too much or something like that. So my immune system is really strong. And I think that's purely because of exactly what you're saying, that you just notice all these feelings and sensations in yourself and you feel them and resolve them then and there rather than letting them manifest and turning into a problem. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that kind of popped into my head while we were just talking about that was, it's a bit like driving your car and putting a smiley face over the temperature gauge and the fuel gauge because you just say, I'm feeling great, instead of actually paying attention to what's going on the gauges.
Yeah.
And paying the consequences if you ignore them.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So the app itself, could you tell me a little bit more about the app, please?
Yeah. So aspect do you want to know? Do you want to know how it works? Or
how it works,
or...
I think. What, you know, in other words, what does it do for people? How do they use it? Because there's so many apps out there right now, okay? But this is completely different. So what in your mind makes it different about the way you approach it?
Yeah, so I would say the thing that makes it the most different really is that it's a body-based meditation, and it's so therefore it's unlike all the others out there. All the others are all about techniques and traditions and religion and visualization, and they're, you know, thought-based, what I would call thought-based meditation, whereas this is a purely body-based meditation and it works from the inside out. And when people understand that, they see the difference, and the benefit is actually huge for people to actually, like as I said before, just recover and resolve and just to understand themselves more deeply. It actually activates the self-healing process within your system.
And which is what your body's designed to do, isn't it? It's designed to heal itself all the time.
It definitely is. It's built to be its optimal self, and it's constantly trying to be its optimal self. So if we can get the thoughts and the thinking and the stuff that's bogging us up out of the way, then it actually does a very streamlined and very efficient job.
Yeah. I think one of the things I found most fascinating, certainly with the app as well, is if you have a particularly stressful moment in the day, instead of trying to, you know, move on through it, or you're busy doing other stuff, just to stop for 5 or 10 minutes and to relax into it and notice where you're feeling that right now. And it resolves almost instantly. Just like it's, for me, it feels like it's just kind of dissolving, and I don't really, all the details start to get fuzzy, and it just kind of, then it's gone and I can't even find it properly anymore. And that's been amazing for me, because normally I get to the end of the day and there'll be things happen and things don't go away the way you want them to do. Things go wrong. Excuse me. And you end up carrying all this stuff to where you go to sleep.
Yeah.
It's far better to deal with it when it's happening, I found.
Yeah, definitely. And you just get better and better at doing that, you know, like you just get better at feeling and constantly feeling in your system and just checking how you are throughout the day. And then you notice changes if, you know, somebody talks to you and it's not in a very nice way, or they're trying to influence you, it shifts that sense of yourself. So you're able to pick up really, really quickly that person has had an effect, or I have had an effect on myself because of the way I've thought about the interaction with that person or whatever. And then you, like you say, you can you're keeping track of where you are and keeping track of basically your mental health all throughout the day, rather than, yeah, like leaving it to the evening and trying to go to sleep, and then you can't go to sleep, and
yeah
this one thing leads to the next.
And remembering as well that, you know, as Matthew said on the title of his book, your physical mental health, they are the same thing. They're not separate.
Yeah.
You know, you can't lift one from the other. They're very much joined. And that to me, that's been one of the biggest things that's sat with me from using the app on a daily basis now, is that that's what it feels like. I can feel that integration again. And it's funny, because I hadn't felt that it had gone separate, but it obviously has for a very long time. I think that's just the way society is and the way we're taught to function.
Yeah.
You know, we're almost trapped up here all the time, and you forget about the rest of this stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's a huge thing when people discover it and discover that they can actually bring themselves back together again. Yeah, totally. It's a revolution, really, is how I put
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So who would you say the app is aimed at?
I would say people who want to understand themselves more deeply, and also people who are like really serious about healing. And generally what we find is we've got a group of people who have come to us who, like yourself, have been meditating for quite a number of years with traditional and technique-based meditations, but they get to a point where they, you know, they either stagnate, or they're just struggling in their meditation, or they're just getting a little bit tired of the repetition of the technique and traditional types of meditation. So it's aimed at those sorts of people as well, but also people who are suffering from mental health issues, and also people who want an alternative to a religious type of meditation, because this is a non-religious meditation. It's just the meditation of the body. So it's really simple, really common sense.
Was there a kind of primary question that's driven you to want to create the app? Why did you create the app in the first place?
Yeah, so the reason I wanted to create the app was because I've had so much benefit from Matthew's understandings and his approach to life. And I felt like in the world today, there's been hardly any education or information that's out there that actually gives you a really wholesome, I guess, and well-rounded and straightforward and common sense approach to yourself that shows you how to navigate life. And I thought that was intrinsic information that everybody should have. And I knew that if we just stayed in Perth and Matthew was just working on retreats and, you know, he would have done some public speaking and things, that I needed to get this information out to a on a larger scale. So that was primarily the reason behind building the app.
Brilliant. Okay. So what do you use the app for yourself?
Actually, I don't actually use the app that much anymore because I haven't really had the need to, because firstly, I actually wrote the app with Matthew. Like, I edited all of the work, so I have been through it a million times already. And actually, at this stage in my life also, I'm pretty healthy, so I don't really have the need to, you know, I know everything is in there, I understand it and I apply it to my life, so I don't feel the need to use it. But I do use it at night sometimes if I can't sleep. I'll pick a meditation and use that. And also if I have an injury. So if I've got like a sore ankle, or I had sore kidneys actually about 2 months ago. So I just listen to the body meditation on kidneys, and they're actually really super helpful. So that's when I use the app. So I don't use it all the time because I find that I need the silence rather than a guided meditation for me, because we have designed the app so that people don't have to use it all the time. We would prefer also that everybody's just sustaining themselves and has enough understanding to be able to sit with themselves in silence. That's the aim of the app as well. It's not just to keep people using it constantly.
No, that's been really useful. I wanted to share, I shared it with Matthew too, but one of the things that I found really powerful with this style of meditation, not just the app, was that I had some traumatic events about 23, 24 years ago, which really shaped my life. And it was only 2 months back I realized that I'd allowed that part of myself that keeps me safe, protects me, stops me taking risk, and therefore I had a pretty quiet life from that point. It had been running the show. And I said to Matthew that when I realized that, I'd already started using, you know, the app, and I started this style of meditation, integrating with my own style, that I found the point right in my solar plexus, very specific point. And when I actually got there and I touched it with fingers as I was exploring it, the memory of that moment all came flooding back. And it made me jump because it was so visceral and so real. But the moment I did that, it all started to fade. And then within 5 or 6 minutes, it's gone. And even if I touch that spot now and go back, the memory's fuzzy. It has no emotional impact, no angst. So it's amazing to release that quickly, having had it hidden. And I didn't even know it was there, because I hadn't associated it with a part of my body, but I found it. And since then, I've been going around and you find the odd twinge, and it's really interesting to just go and sit with it for a second and see what memory comes up. It's been mind-blowing for me. What a release.
It's phenomenal, isn't it? The human body and how we can store memory is just as tension. It's literally just a tension in your body, and until you actually feel it, it never really releases.
That's right.
Similar experiences.
Well, it reminds me of what they talk about in German New Medicine with you know, trauma being stored in the body. For me, it was a very specific, you'll find the points. Not all the time, but I keep coming across them. It's really interesting. I meant to ask you, by the way, in the app, you have pop-ups that come up, the daily aphorisms. What was the purpose behind that? Because they're really good.
Yeah, I know, they're really cool and they've gone really well. Like, people just message us all the time about the aphorism. They're just sayings, actually, that Lucia, one of our team, who has edited a lot of Matthew's retreat videos, and throughout that process, she was just coming across all these amazing one-liners. So she just grabbed them as she was editing and we put them together, and then we're like, oh, these are really cool aphorisms. So let's put them in the app. So we have, people keep our app on their phones just for the notifications, actually, or just for those aphorisms. They don't even, like, they don't listen to the app or do any of it. They just keep those notifications coming because they really enjoy them.
Well, it's funny for me because I find most notifications an intrusion, so I turn them all off, but I haven't turned those off.
Oh, that's good to know. Very good to know. Well, that's the purpose of them, is to kind of remind yourself to check in and, have a think about this, or, you know, if you've got time, or they're really, profound they're asking questions to get you to go deeper.
The questions do that. Questions are amazing because they focus your mind so accurately if you just entertain them, even just for a minute. I've said for years and years, It's funny that people are running around looking for the answer. And I keep saying to them, just look for a better question. If you look for the right question, you'll find the answer you're looking for.
Yeah. Simple.
Yep, really, yeah. Could you share with me a couple of stories maybe about people's successes they've had with the app?
Yeah. There's a couple that I thought of. So there was actually one guy who contacted us. He wrote the most amazing letter to us. I think it was on Instagram, and just sort of telling us how amazing the app was. He'd heard a podcast of Matthew's and then downloaded the app and then started using the app. And then after he used the app for a couple of months, he's made contact with us because he's been looking for something like this for so many years. He'd been meditating with, you know, traditional meditations. And turns out he was an Olympic athlete. So he'd been in the Tokyo Olympics as a rower, and he's a guy from Melbourne. Mm-hmm. And so we took him on, and because it affected him in such a way that helped him, I guess, recover from the damage that he'd done to himself during those years of training. And also he's had some I think trauma from childhood as well, from what I understand. I don't know the exact details of that. And so he was looking for something to help understand himself more deeply, but also looking for a different type of meditation as well. And because it affected him so rapidly and it resonated with him so well, so he's kind of joined the team, and he's working for us as an ambassador and doing podcasts on behalf of us. And yeah, we're looking to put him on within the team as well. So that had a huge effect on his training, and also what he noticed was he was able to train to a better standard, but without doing the harm to himself.
Mm-hmm.
So he was really, really, you know, wrapped with that result. And then the other story I can think of too is another guy found the app through a friend of ours, actually, downloaded it and thought, this is really cool. I'm going to go and get a cabin in the forest and live in the forest for 3 months and take this app with me. And so he did this. I think he did this in Estonia, and just went and listened to the app and did all the meditations, like basically put himself on a mini meditation retreat or a long meditation retreat, however you want to look at that.
Yeah.
And then at the end of that, he walked out of the forest. He walked in with like a pretty bad, like chronic pain in his shoulder and some other problems within his body. And yeah, walked in one man and then walked out with no shoulder injury or no shoulder pain and a completely different person. And he was just so wrapped with that. So he, you know, told us all about that. So they were good stories.
That's amazing. The first guy, the Olympic guy, if you think it's appropriate for me to interview him on this channel about the Undo app, I'd love to.
Yeah, sure. He'd love to do that. Yeah. I'll put you in touch with him.
That'd be good. Thank you for those. How long have you been developing the app?
Well, hang on, I'll just take a note here.
Thank you.
So we've been developing the app. We started it off as a bit of a hobby, honestly, about 7 years ago. And so we released one version, the initial version that we released was a version that we created because we looked at reviews on all the competitors and people were asking for a deeper meditation and to go deeper in their meditation. But we understood from Matthew's understanding that they couldn't really get them deeper than they could with a thought-based meditation.
That's right.
So we built the app to be deep, but we actually wrote it in a way that was way too deep. People just didn't understand. So it completely failed. So then we relaunched. We didn't go back entirely to the drawing board, but we just got a new development team and then rewrote the app more in line with a broader message and also just with a lot more understanding than we previously had put into it. And then relaunched it about 2 years ago. So it's been on app stores for about 2 years now.
That's brilliant. So what ideas or plans have you got for the future with the app? Could you share any of those? Obviously, some are going to be proprietary, but I'm just curious what direction you see you take, or do you think it's actually the way it needs to be now and it can stay that way?
We'll be back after a quick break.
Welcome to the Alchemy of Natural Healing. I'm your host, Laurel Dewey. True healing is an alchemical process, meaning it must transform you on all levels, body, mind, and spirit. What affects one affects all three. True healing is one of the hardest journeys you'll ever travel, but it's one of the most rewarding and fulfilling when you get to meet yourself for the first time. If you're ready to take that journey, let's get started.
I think it can stay pretty much how it is, but I'm always open to what, you know, the future holds and what feedback we also get from our customers. So we're very much in tune with them and what they want as well. We're always developing and new features. We're writing new content as well. We're actually, and that is part of the reason why I'm not sort of doing the app at the moment, because Matthew's actually just re-recorded about another 20 deep meditations, which is what customers were asking for more of those. So I'm in the process of listening to those as well. So, we're looking for an investor as well. So once, because we are looking to scale up, we're in a very competitive industry and competitors have got massive, massive marketing budgets that we just don't have at the moment. So yeah, we're also looking for an investor and a co-founder. And I think that once we get those, then the direction of the business should change quite dramatically, but not too much, because, you know, we're not going to sell our souls. It's this the product is so honest, we need to retain that aspect of it and also give people, I always like to give people more than what they think they need. So feel very generous. I always want people to have.
Well, under promise and over deliver is the right way to go.
Does that answer your question?
No, that's been really good. Thank you very much. Yeah. You know, I've designed database driven software for a long time. I don't do much anymore. I've got stuff that still largely resembles what it was 20 years ago, but it's continued to be tweaked. And it was nice to hear that the idea of the tweaks and the feedback, because that's what I've done, is it doesn't matter what you want. Excuse me. It's what your customers want. You know, so when you fall in love with your customers instead of falling in love with the product, you actually end up delivering a much better thing because you're delivering what your customers want, which is what the name of the game is with this, because you're being rewarded for the people you help.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the primary reason behind it. So if that stops happening, then we're failing.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have another question for you. When I asked you who your primary market was in previous discussions we've had by email, and you told me that more women than men download and use the app. Why do you think that is?
I did have a think about this one, and I think it's mostly because women are more open to asking for help, is what the primary reason I would think that is. I think the other reason is women are a lot more in the social media space. Not that a lot of our consumers come from the social media space, but I think women seem to be a lot more active than men in general, like online, and they've got more purchasing power than the men because they're the decision makers generally of the money in the house. So I would say that, but I think the underlying thing I would say would be the first one that I said, that women are more able to ask for help. It's more generally accepted.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to talk to the men just very briefly, if I can. Number one, guys, we all get trauma just like the ladies do. And if you're smart, you'll learn how to deal with it. It's not manly to keep bottling it up until it fucks your health up. I said that out loud, didn't I? It messes your health up. Sorry. And there's a reason why I've so taken to this. 50 years of meditation, I've got my hand around and my head around how that works. This does something different for your body. And guys are solution driven. That's one of the reasons why we have trouble sometimes listening to the girls, because the girls, traditionally, they were more gathering, if you will, that they have to go out and find stuff, figure out how to use it in the family, make sure the tribe doesn't get poisoned by the stuff they're picking and bringing back. So they give you a very detailed kind of roadmap of how you go and find this, where you find it, what it looks like, how you use it, how you cook it, how you prepare it to keep you alive. The guys, the hunter side, if you will, I'm just speaking metaphors right now. We're after a moving prey. So the story actually doesn't matter. We just have to hunt the damn thing down and catch it. So it's hard to listen to a long meandering story without trying to find a solution. That's how we are. So guys, if you're looking for a solution, right, take a look at this. I encourage you and use it and play full on with it, because it will change you, just like it's helped me change me and the people around me that I've persuaded. Some of the guys, oh, it's just meditation. Shut up. Just give it a go, right? And help yourself, because you can be a stronger, better man when you're not ill with a whole load of stuff because you're carrying stuff and not figuring out how to let it go.
Yeah. I would just add to that, further to that, is it's not just meditation, you know, it's really life understanding and understanding yourself and how you function.
Yeah.
And I actually have kept the branding quite masculine based because I prefer that myself, but I have always had in mind when I've built this that there is a huge market of men out there just needing help and they haven't taken the step to get help. And that was actually part of the other reason why we did build the app, is because men can access this and do it in their own home, in the privacy of their own space. Nobody has to know about it, but it's because it's so common sense and so straightforward and so logical actually too, that it's just, really is a very, I would say, more of a masculine type of solution than traditional law, you know. The new agey spiritual type of stuff. It's not airy fairy, or it hasn't got any of that bliss sort of junky stuff in it. So it is from my perspective, I feel as though it's more of a masculine solution. Yeah,
I'd agree with that. And if you look at my podcast I did with Matthew, he's a man's man. There's no two ways about it. He's a fella. And I'm the same. I know what I want. I'm going for it. You know. So this is another. It's. I think for guys, it's really important to have tools in your tool pouch that work. Yeah. And this is one of those tools.
Definitely. Yeah. And they need help. A lot of men out there need help, you know.
We do. Absolutely. Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with going looking for the help. Not to say you're broken, because you're not, but if this helps you fine tune things and get more out of it so you can give more, what a win.
Yeah, definitely.
Quick question on the app. You have a monthly plan and an annual plan. What are the differences, and why should people look more at the annual one, do you think?
Well, they can do either, obviously, but I guess monthly plan would be depending on budget. Annual plan is more for if you're wanting a more of a longer term solution and you don't want to rush through it. Obviously you get a little bit more of a discount too if you buy the annual subscription. So it's just, I mean, most of the apps are set up that way and we've just kind of copied them. We will look at a lifetime subscription at some point as well. And so it's really up to the individual which they prefer.
Yeah, and we've got a code if you look in the description of this podcast, so you can get a month on us. That's the way it works, isn't it?
Yeah, first month free on the annual subscription.
Fantastic.
It's just
Thank you.
Easier for us to do it that way.
So my final question for you is, what message would you hope people get from listening to this?
I think the message I wanted people to really get was that it is possible to heal completely and recover from the harm that you've endured throughout your life. So, sometimes it's not easy, this approach. It's a very challenging approach, I would say that. But it is a very deep approach. And if you really want to understand yourself and understand others and be able to connect with people and connect with life and the world around you, this is definitely going to be the approach that you want to have a look at. And, just don't be scared of your feelings. You know, feelings are there to be felt. And it's almost like we've been conditioned to think that they're not meant to be felt, or they're scary, and part of the trickery of our mind as well is to make us think that feelings are scary and that we shouldn't feel them. But in actual fact, it's the other way around. You really, really need to feel them and understand them. But if you do, it is one of the most rewarding and fulfilling things that you'll ever do for yourself. And it also gives you, I think it's the best tool I've ever found, just like I said earlier, just to be able to recover on what has, as you mentioned as well, to be able to recover on a daily basis is, it's kind of like a gift that nobody ever tells you about. So, that would be what I'd want people to know.
Brilliant. Thank you. Kate, I'm going to call this to a close now, but stay on the line. I want to talk to you for a minute if that's all right.
Sure.